近日，在英国西南部都市格洛斯特，首次举办了为期三个星期的真善忍国际油画美展。这些写实油画大部分出自华人艺术家之手，表现了修炼法轮大法的艺术家们的经历和感受。画展吸引了众多的民众前往观赏。
格洛斯特市议会议长鲍尔·吉姆斯亲自前来观看画展。吉姆斯第一次听说正在中国发生的对法轮功修炼群体的迫害，他希望国际社会对中共施加压力，尽快制止这场残酷的迫害。
We all know that in communist China there are many breaches of human rights, but I think when you've got kind of torture and persecutions and the killings on a large scale, that you know that goes far beyond the issues of human rights. And I think it's right that we use whatever mediums we can to highlight what's going on, hopefully to bring some international pressure to stop these appalling acts.
吉姆斯也希望更多的当地民众来看画展，知道在中国发生的对法轮功修炼群体的迫害。
There are some wonderful pieces of art amongst the exhibition. I hope during its time in Gloucester, we'll get lots of people come and visit and spread the message.
前来观赏画展的民众以当地人为主，他们不仅被画展的内容深深的吸引，也对修炼者所遭受的迫害感到震撼。
It's absolutely awful.Not unheard of course, in the annals of history.
据主办方透露，本次展出的艺术作品共33幅，分别由11位画家创作。这些艺术家通过修炼法轮大法，遵循宇宙特性真善忍的原则，要求自己得到了身心的健康与精神的升华。当面对中共挑战真善忍的原则时，法轮大法修炼者以坚忍不屈的精神坚持传播宇宙真理，向人们讲述着真相。真善忍油画美展的下一站将于6月7号到18号在英国北部约克市展出。新唐人记者萧炎，英国采访报道。
以心中之花绽放笑容，和平的未来为主题的本次广岛鲜花节于5月3号在日本广岛市和平公园隆重召开。广岛鲜花节是广岛最大规模的文化盛典，每年吸引来自各地大约160万人。日本法轮大法学会受到邀请参加了本次文化盛会。
1977年，在纪念原子弹爆炸30周年的时候，当时的各界人士创办了这样一个和平纪念活动，正值每年黄金周的休假期间。历时三天的花节主要分为三部分，大型综合游行表演，约30处舞台表演和80多处各式摊位构成。三日的综合游行表演有79个团体参加，其中代表中华传统文化的法轮功团体为观众展示了法轮功功法表演、狮子舞表演和花车等。傍晚的舞台，法轮功功法表演引起了观众的极大兴趣。
初めて見させていただいたんですけど、とてもね素敵で、なんか真似してたら体が高くなるなと思いました。誰にでもできるなと、ね私年なんですけど、できるなと思いました。今ねお話聞いて、ぜひ平和公園の方に行かせていただけたらと思いました。
近年鲜花节的夜间的活动也丰富起来，大型的折纸鹤和蜡烛灯也代表了人们对和平的祈愿。新唐人记者新青、李池，日本广岛报道。
法轮功红传21年，世界100多个国家，超过1亿人修炼。下面我们就来了解一个法轮功修炼家庭的故事。
朱Parker 是一位创作歌手，在2008年发行了第一张专辑《On My Way Home》，曾于2009年获得格莱美奖提名。2000年，他出于对中国文化的向往，从网上下载了转法轮，开始走入修炼。这也对这位出身于音乐世家的歌手的创作产生了不一般的影响。
You know, I'd always just be writing about my own personal feeling or experience, but after I practiced Falun Gong, I started to think about, okay, how will this impact the other person? Right? What kind of feeling, what kind of experience is this song going to create in them, and how can I create a good one, right? not just in terms of entertaining someone, but how can I give them something that will hopefully make them feel a little better about their life or put them in a better mood or something like that.
修炼法轮功不仅改变了他的音乐，还让他遇到他的妻子 Christine。
In DC, afterwards, some Western practitioners got together to sing a song at an event called Coming For You, and we met at that, in that like course, in that choir.
Christine 从1998年开始修炼法轮功，她现在是艺术学校的老师。两人的相遇是源于为了讲述法轮功的美好，而他们也亲身感受到这个功法的美好。两人拥有三个可爱的孩子，两个女儿都开始学习钢琴。
Bring up three musicians.
I hope so. I'm trying to cultivate a band, right? So I'm thinking if I can teach each one of them a different instrument, you know, then in 10 years from now, I'll have a band that's always there. I'm just joking. No. Yeah, we're trying to see what they like and help them to find their talents and what they enjoy to do. And so far, they both seem to like music. My daughter actually just started playing the clarinet as well. She's really enjoying that. So,
全家人修炼法轮功让她感到很幸运。
We're just so much more harmonious because we can be patient with each other. We can be kinder to each other. And I have things to compare to, right? Because when I was growing up in my own family, or seeing other people's families, you know, sometimes it's harmonious and sometimes it's not. Everyone wants it to be harmonious, right?But whether we can actually achieve that is something totally different, right? But with Falun Gong, I found, yeah, we're a family, we're a normal family, we still have conflicts and stuff. But they get smoothed over so much faster, and I just feel very, very fortunate about that.
他创作了歌曲，道出了自己的心声。他们全家也和其他修炼者一样。希望人们真正了解法轮功，帮助停止长达近14年的迫害。新唐人记者史青，加拿大多伦多报道。
5月5号下午，由新唐人参与制作的获奖英文纪录片《自由中国，有勇气相信》在美国密西根州特洛伊市公共图书馆放映。密西根州州议员以及当地的居民观看影片后表示，美国政府和美国人民不能无视中共迫害法轮功，无视活摘法轮功学员器官的暴行，应该站起来维护信仰自由这一人人都应享有的权利。
自由中国通过两位法轮功学员的亲身经历，揭露了中共对法轮功学员残酷迫害的真相。密西根州州议员马丁·浩瑞拉克表示，由于中共擅长控制人民和信息，迫害人权的罪恶掩盖在光鲜亮丽的高楼大厦之下，美国人要提醒自己是否在无意中支持了这个世界上的邪恶。
And you know, America has a long history of protecting the poor and the oppressed from the evils of communism and other forms of tyranny. And so we need to continue that. We cannot assumeThat just because the Soviet Union doesn't exist, that the world is awash in freedom, because clearly this movie shows that people are not free to express themselves in the People's Republic of China.
特洛伊市市民奥黛丽·泽姆布鲁斯基女士认为，这部影片讲述了真相，她不会袖手旁观。
And I'm not going to stand still. I'm going to keep talking. I don't quit. Everybody should have the same thing, same freedom, everything.
在解释为何美国必须关注中国人的人权时，特洛伊市市民弗兰克·浩瑞拉克表示，自由需要大家共同维护，否则美国人现在享有的自由会在一夕间消失。
So what we see in the movie, it could be us in an instant. You know, we must recognize, we must, you know, stand up for what we believe, you know, because we could lose what we have and end up in that situation.As Reagan said, one generation away from tyranny, you know, we must protect what we have, the freedom.
新唐记者婉莹、明光，美国密西根州特洛伊市采访报道。
阿根廷刑事高等法院4月17号作出决定，判决阿根廷联邦刑事法庭重审中共前总书记江泽民和前政法委书记罗干对法轮功修炼者所犯下的群体灭绝罪和反人类罪。
迫害法轮功的元凶江泽民、罗干2005年在阿根廷被起诉。2009年12月，阿根廷法官奥达卫·阿绕斯·拉马德里裁定将罗群体灭绝罪及反人类罪罪名成立，并发出国际逮捕令，要求国际刑警组织对出访的被告江泽民、罗干予以逮捕，并引渡到阿根廷受审。这份国际逮捕令使中共惊惧交加，立即通过中共驻阿根廷大使馆给阿根廷的法院和各个国家机关施加压力，迫使拉马德里法官辞职，并安排继任法官在上任的第一天撤销了这份国际逮捕令。阿根廷法轮大法协会随后两次提出上诉，并且指出案件发生波折是因为中共政府的政治压力所致，历时几年终于上诉成功。阿根廷法轮大法协会律师亚历山大·科维斯表示，希望法院尽快恢复被撤销的国际逮捕令。新唐人电视综合报道。
美国联邦机构国际宗教自由委员会近日发表年度报告，指出去年中国宗教自由状况显著倒退，其中法轮功是受迫害最严重的团体。美国国家民主基金会副总裁高宝玲表示，法轮功学员被活摘器官的问题应受到高度关注。
In China, conditions continue to deteriorate.
美国国际宗教自由委员会公布2013年度报告，将中国和缅甸、埃及、伊朗等八个国家列为全球危害宗教自由最严重的特别关注国。
Terrible, terrible abuse, perhaps most significantly of the Falun Gong.Who have been subjected to persecution and torture and attacks of an unprecedented nature.
美国国家民主基金会副总裁高宝玲也谈到，中共对法轮功的系统迫害已经14年，并还在持续。他希望未来宗教自由报告中，对于活摘器官问题能给予高度关注。
The problem of organ harvesting, not only from those who have been sentenced to death, that's something that's been documented for a long time in China.But with regard to the Falun Gong, there is emerging credible evidence of the cavalier treatment of human life, particularly with these dehumanized members of Falun Gong to the point where people are selected for harvesting of their organs while they're still alive.
美国国际宗教自由委员会也向白宫和国务院提出建言，宗教自由必须在美中战略对话中被提升到一个更重要位置。
I believe passionately, I believe with every fiber of my being that we make a huge strategic mistake.When we, as a nation, set aside that which makes us strong.
新唐人记者王凯迪，美国首都华盛顿报道。